Hey, what is up? Welcome to episode 255 of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. I'm your host, Brian Lofermento. This is a Mindset and Motivation Monday episode about no matter what, the five things that you get to control in your life and in your business. This is going to be a good one and a quick one, and hopefully it's the reminder that you needed on this Monday or whatever day of the week it is that you're listening to it. Let's dive in. It feels so good to be back behind a microphone this week. I feel like this is just like a good chance for me to breathe for a second because this has been a whirlwind of a 3 or 4 weeks in my life the past month or so. I've just been traveling nonstop. I've been back and forth from Palm Springs to Los Angeles for most of that time. Made a quick trip out east to Boston, surprised my mom for her birthday, which was really incredible. I actually posted a video of me showing up at the front door and recording her face and her reaction on my Instagram. So if you're not following me on Instagram, find me on Instagram. You could just go to @imetbrian, I-M-E-T-B-R-I-A-N. It's just I Met Brian on Instagram. You can see the video of me surprising my mom on her birthday. That was so much fun. This past week, I was out in Palm Springs again, watching just the most incredible tennis tournament. It's called the BNP Paribas Open. It's in Indian Wells, California. I saw Roger Federer practice. I saw some of the top players in the world. I saw Novak Djokovic play doubles, sat front row behind most of these players, which it's just incredible seeing them in such close quarters. So I've been traveling nonstop, just got back to Los Angeles yesterday, had a tennis match tonight. I am beat, but my gosh, I'm so excited to be recording this episode. And because I've been traveling so much, I'm actually only in LA for 2 days. I'm gonna go see the Boston Celtics take on the Los Angeles Clippers tonight, the day that this episode airs. And then on Tuesday, I'm driving back out to the desert for a tennis clinic. So really exciting things. But as a result of all that travel, this is why I'm telling it to you, because on today, Sunday, the day that I'm recording this episode, I said, you know what? I just need to chill. So I grabbed my Kindle, I went down to the beach here in Los Angeles, and I just read for a few hours, and it was absolutely glorious. Sunshine, my Kindle, a good smoothie in hand, it's everything you need on a nice Sunday in March here in Los Angeles. And as a result of that, anytime I'm down by the beach, I almost always walk into those little like tourist trap stores. I love seeing all the LA swag. I love seeing what tourists are buying. I love seeing price points and marketing strategies that these tourist traps use. And you know how they always sell those touristy trinkets with like the little quotes and phrases like, there's no place like home and things like that. Well, one of the signs that I saw in the store that I strolled into today, it was this little, I don't even know how to describe the sign. It was a sign that you can decorate the interior of your house with. And it said, things you can control. And there was just a list of five things. And right when I saw that, I was just like, you know what? That's today's podcast episode. That is the Mindset and Motivation Monday episode. Because I know that so many entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs go through a million different things. We go through ups, we go through downs, we go through wins, we go through failures, we go through obstacles, we go through self-doubt, we go through persistence, we go through inconsistency, we go through so many things. And that sign today just really, I took a picture of it on my phone. It just really reminded me of the five things we can always control. You can't control if somebody's going to say yes to you on the phone, on a sales call. You can't control if anybody's going to buy your stuff. You can't control if your Facebook ad campaigns are going to work. You can't control most things in life, let alone in business. But there are five things that you can control that I want to remind you about today, courtesy of that sign from some tourist trap little shop in Manhattan Beach or Redondo Beach. It was either Manhattan, Hermosa, or Redondo. I'm always in those three beach cities. I love the South Bay here in Los Angeles. And so here's what the five things are. Things you can control. 1, your attitude. 2, your words. 3, your manners. 4, your actions. 5, your effort. I think that list is so good. I'm going to read it to you again. Things you can control. 1, your attitude. 2, your words. 3, your manners. 4, your actions. And 5, your effort. Now, I'm going to add to this list of things you can control. I'm not going to add to the list. I'm going to add a parameter around it, and that is things only you can control. Now, as entrepreneurs, I still think, I mean, every time students join my programs or anytime I meet people who want to start their own businesses, or especially when I'm doing speaking gigs at high schools or colleges or conferences, and people come up to me, I always look for one trait in them. And that is self-responsibility, personal responsibility. I don't know where it came from. I think for me, a lot of it came from sports. I mean, I grew up playing super competitive soccer, was often the captain of my teams. And in that role, I simply learned to just put my hand up and always take responsibility for things. But in life, we don't always do that. And we often, especially when it comes to these five things, we often forget that we are the only people that can control these things. Your attitude, your words, your manners, your actions, your effort. Nobody else can do anything about that. Can people say no to you in your sales calls? Can clients be pain in the butt and really frustrate you? For sure. But they can't control any of those five things I just listed. So not only are these things you can control, but these are things that only you can control. Your attitude, your words, your manners, your actions, your effort. That's it. No matter what, I don't care what's going on in your business. I want you to be the first person to raise your hand and say, look, I get it. This client's a pain in the butt right now, but they can't control my attitude. They can't control my words. They can't control my manners. They certainly can't control my actions, and they can't control my effort. Ultimately, all of that lies on me. They can do a lot of things on their end. They can do things that I think are rude. They can treat me disrespectfully, but only I can control my attitude. Only I can control the words that I let out of my mouth. Only I can control my manners. And when you remind yourself of that every single day, then you become in control of your life and you become in control of your business and you become in control of your destiny. Here's the thing. A lot of people always ask me the same question, which is, Brian, how do you? It's funny. Whenever I meet people in real life, they always ask me, let me see what your notes look like for a typical podcast episode. And I show them. I don't have any notes. This is just me talking. Like today's episode, I just have a picture of that sign. That's all I'm going off of. And they always ask me, how do you have so much confidence? How do you know that you're not going to mess up? How do you know that you're not going to go off the script? And the answer is because I know that ultimately, I have confidence in me because I can control those things. I can control my attitude. My attitude, every single time I sit down, I'm in a really good place. Doesn't matter what's happening in my life. Doesn't matter what's happening in my business. I get to sit down and show up with a positive attitude for you. Nobody else can dictate that. I can control my words. I can control my manners or reactions. I can control my effort. Nobody else can. I'm going to give you, this is probably too much information for this podcast, but whatever. It's fun. I'm going to totally go for it. So last week I was out in Indian Wells, California at the BNP Paribas Open, as I said at the top of this show. And it's the first year I've driven there because usually I stay with a really close friend of mine and I usually just walk to the tournament from her house. But this year I was running a little bit late and I said, you know what, I'm just going to drive there. I'll pay for parking. Who cares? It's $25. So I drove there, and because I've only ever walked, I never really pay attention to what the parking situation looks like. And as a result, the first put my hand up, I totally goofed. I was completely in the wrong lane. There were all these cars lined up to get into the parking, and I was in the wrong lane, so I just cruised past all of them. And by the time I realized that I was supposed to turn right as well, where all those cars were lining up, I was at the front of the line. So I was that jerk. put my blinker on. My top was down, so I just, you know, waved, smiled at the person and asked them if I could scoot on in front of them, basically skipping the entire line. This dude rolls his window down. His wife was in the passenger seat. He rolls his window down and starts flipping out at me, just swearing every other word, throws the middle finger at me and speeds off. Just turned right really quickly, almost hit a pedestrian to get in there, just would not let me in front of him. The car behind him fortunately let me in, which was really nice of them because, well, people make mistakes. But here's the best thing. Since I went right after him, guess where I'm gonna park? Because, you know, they usher you into the parking spots that they want you to park in. So I ended up parking right next to him. And I knew it wasn't going to be awkward because I know that I can control my manners and I can control my actions. And so when we got out of the car, this dude was just huffing and puffing still. And I said to him, I was just like, sir, I'm sorry. Like, I made a mistake. If you made a mistake, I like to think I would have let you in because we're all human and we make mistakes. And he said, yeah, yeah, yeah. And threw a few F-bombs in there and just threw his arm up in the air and started to walk away from me. And his wife was just kind of shockingly looking at me. And I said to her, and I said it with a smile on my face because I was truly in disbelief. I said, honestly, I can't believe a grown man has that reaction. Like, I don't even have the middle finger reaction inside of me. It doesn't even live within me. I would never even think to do that. And the guy said, you made me do it. And I said, sir, nobody can make you flip a middle finger. Nobody. And to me, it's such an important trait. And it's this one tiny little anecdote, but how we do anything is how we do everything. If we adopt that mindset in our lives, that will trickle into every aspect of our life. If we can think, somebody made me flip them off, somebody made me swear, somebody made me upset, somebody made me this, that's a dangerous path to go down. Because ultimately, there are very few things we get to control on this planet. I can't control much. I mean, to the point where I can't even control if I'm going to wake up tomorrow. I mean, that's the thing about this world. We don't know anything. Everything is uncertain. But there are a few things that we get to control in this life. And as a result of that, those are the areas that we get to focus on. Those are the areas where we get to decide that we're going to show up as the best versions of ourselves. Because if I was that guy, if I was the guy that says, you made me flip you off, you made me drop those F-bombs, you wouldn't be listening to this podcast right now because I would be a very unlikable person. Because when I look at the podcast numbers, particularly when I was starting out, I'd be like, ah, these people, nobody knows a good podcast anymore. Nobody's listening to me. And I would view my effort, my attitude, my manners, my words as something that's out of my control. But instead, I get to determine these things. I get to control these things. And as a result, I choose, and this is just my belief, everyone gets to make their own choice, but my choice is always to show up as the best version of me. And part of that means I choose I'm gonna show up optimistic. You can count on this. Every single time you listen to this podcast, it's going to be a bright, shining light in your day rather than a dark hole. You're going to be uplifted rather than knocked down. You're going to be told that there's a land of opportunity out there rather than a world where things are crumbling apart. I get to choose that because I am the one in charge of my attitude. The news doesn't change my attitude. Politics doesn't change my attitude. I will never succumb to those forces because there are very few things I can control, but these are some of them. So I'm going to remind you, the five things you can control: one, your attitude; two, your words; three, your manners; four, your actions; and five, your effort. So that's it for me today. You get to decide what you're going to do for the rest of the day, for the rest of the week. You get to decide how you show up every single day. There are a few things we can control, but the things that we can, show up as the best version of you, and people will be attracted to you. That's it for me today. I'm back off to the desert tomorrow for a tennis clinic that I'm actually playing in this week. It's a very, very advanced level clinic. from what I understand, I'm probably gonna get my butt kicked, but it's gonna be so good for me. I'm so excited for it. But even in my absence, you will still get new episodes from me, pre-recording them this Wednesday and this Friday here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. All right, so if you are still listening, I think that means you're an OG. The people who listen all the way to the end, shout out to you. I just wanted to give you two really quick updates and notes here if you want some extra Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur goodness. First things first, live office hours are coming up yet again. They are every single month. This month's live office hours are next Wednesday, March 20th. At 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. That's Wednesday, March 20th. Sign up at joinofficehours.com. That's joinofficehours.com. Super simple to remember. Joinofficehours.com. I can't say it enough. Second note, if you haven't joined the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur Facebook group yet, come meet your crew. I want to hang out with you. I want you to meet everybody else who's part of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur crew so we can support each other. We can cheer each other on. I'll answer any and all questions. I do a tip every single Tuesday on video. You don't want to miss those things. So join that group at letmeinthegroup.com. So two URLs to remember, letmeinthegroup.com and joinofficehours.com. That's it from me. See you Wednesday.